Welcome to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. I'm Dr. Scott Taransky here with Elena Svetzlot, and we are here to help you deal with parenting on a very practical level. We want to give you very specific ideas that can help you apply theological ideas to your parenting. If we can embed your parenting into your faith, then you'll have a greater impact on your child's life on a day-to-day level. That's our desire, and these podcasts, each one of them takes on a specific idea or tool to equip you with the tools you need to parent today. We hope that these are very practical tools for you, and we're eager to share another one today with you. Welcome, Elena. I'm glad you are with me today, and we're going to go into a very important subject with parents today.
Hi, Dr. Scott. Hi, everyone. Indeed, such an important topic today, and something that can really, really change and transform the way parents parent. We always say with the parenting is hard work, that we're not only focusing on the behavior, on the next moment, on the next minute. We're focusing on lifetime changes that we want to develop into our children through the Holy Spirit. So I'm very excited to start talking about the break, which is probably one of the most famous parts of parenting. So especially in our home, we use it a lot with small children. So Dr. Scott, how would you introduce the break to somebody who has not heard of it before?
I think that when we look at this whole concept of change from a biblical perspective, we see that God is interested not just in behavior change, he's interested in heart change. But in the moment, when a child is doing the wrong thing, parents can escalate pretty quickly, as children can, and this emotional antics increase quite dramatically. So what we want to do is we want to slow things down a bit. If we can slow things down in family life, children can learn more, they can make changes more effectively. We can protect relationships. I think it's great for parents to understand the break idea. It's just a very important tool as we're trying to help children to make changes, because it uses the biblical principle of time, that time is often a valuable tool for change in a person's life. They need time. And in the heat of the emotion, parents and children, they don't want to take the time. They just want to keep going and going until somebody gets the upper hand somehow. And when we take a break, then the break uses time and allows the Holy Spirit to work on a child's life, or the child's conscience to work, and for the child to come to a place where they realize they made a mistake. And sometimes the break is a short time, sometimes it's longer. But the point is, the break is this valuable tool that slows down the process. And I think understanding it on a theological level and understanding it in a practical level is very important for parents, especially those who've tried time out in their in their work with their children.
Yeah, I think the break comes to kind of counteract the time out philosophy, where we are punishing, I would put in quotation mark, our children. The break is more to do with repentance. And it really takes me back to thinking about the story of Jonah. I really always, almost reading that story, it makes me think about the break. And my son knows every time we speak about him spending 3 days in the belly of the fish, that was his break. And so it's so important for parents to understand that the break gives the chance for children to calm down. Because I remember you saying at some point, you cannot have a conversation when people are, you know, angry, screaming, shouting. So that break, it's so valuable for us as parents and also for the children. And Dr. Scott, I want to ask a bit more on how would you start with a break if you have not ever done it before?
Well, many parents have used some form of timeout. And timeout is a punishment that you give to a child for a crime they've committed. And you're like the policeman who has to keep them there. It's a very poor way to change. We don't see the idea of timeout in the Bible. The idea of a break is very different, because the break transfers responsibility to the child for the length of time spent there. In fact, there are several things that make the break effective. One is that you send a child to take a break We're on a mission. So I would even use these exact words. If I were going to coach a parent for the very first time, we would say, when your child's off track, okay, that's going to be your key. Your child's off track, angry, doing the wrong thing, mean, disrespectful or something, then you just want to say, it looks like you need to take a break. You need to go take a break, change your heart, settle down, and come back and see me when you're ready. Now, those four things that you say are very important, because when you say take a break, you're giving it a name. That's important. But then when you say change your heart, you're drawing attention to the heart of a child. And that's very strategic here. Children can learn about the heart, even if they're young children. We can talk about a sunny heart versus a cloudy heart and other things. So children are learning about the heart right away when we start talking about the break. Then the mission that they're on is to settle down. That's what they need to do. Just settle down. We're not expecting total repentance in the break. We're not expecting them to figure out all the what they did wrong. We're going to come back later and have a positive conclusion with them. But while they're in the break, they need to be thinking, they just need to be settling down. Settling down and being willing to work on the problem. So what we're doing is helping children to move in that direction. And what that does is it gives kids a greater sense of control, which is very important. And it also, what it does is it gives kids this sense of responsibility to make these changes in their life. You see, Jeremiah 8:6 is a good passage that talks about repentance. It says that an unrepentant person is like a horse charging into battle. And that's what our kids are sometimes, and they really need a break to settle down. And the last thing we say to them is, come back and see me when you're ready. Because what we do here is we transfer responsibility to the child in order to bring about the change necessary and come back. We don't set a 3 minutes for a three-year-old, 5 minutes for a five-year-old, because we don't know how long it's going to take for a child. Some children respond very quickly. They're ready to come back after 30 seconds. Other children are really have a hard heart, or they're stubborn in their hearts, and they need 15 minutes or 30 minutes or even an hour before their heart is changed. So we want to transfer responsibility to the child, and that's what that last statement means when we say, come back and see me when you're ready.
Yeah, in your book, in the book which we're actually reviewing at the moment through these episodes where you were sharing Home Improvement, you are giving a very thorough list of things parents can do, say, and how they should deal with challenges when putting children on a break. So for parents who are listening, I would really encourage them to go and read chapter three in this case. What I really like about the break, Dr. Scott, is that we're focusing on behavior because we're stopping bad behavior, but we're also focusing on the long-term change of the heart, and that takes longer. And we cannot change somebody's heart in a day or two or three. It takes years. And I know parents sometimes lose their patience, and we have a hard time thinking about this as a long-term process, but it is a long-term process, and the break helps in many different ways, just like Dr. Scott explained, to bring that lasting change. So yes, it's not an immediate change you would see as parents in the child in your children's behavior, or maybe you would. It depends on each child, but it's adding so many layers of repentance, thinking about what they have done. Calming themselves down. It teaches them so many different skills that it's bringing so much, so many lasting changes, I believe.
Now, sometimes parents will say, oh, my child won't go to a break. So let's talk about some of the challenges here, first of all. One, I wouldn't send children to their room. We want to send them to a boring place, a place where they're thinking about it. I wouldn't send them there with a fidget toy or something to read or play with. That's not the kind of break we're talking about. Just, we would recommend sitting in the hall or the top step or bottom step of the stairway or somewhere that's boring on a mission. You need to go change your heart, come back and see me when you're ready. I think that's important. Now, we may adapt this whole approach for children who have reactive attachment disorder or some kind of other attachment issues. Or even if they're young children, we might just have them take a break right in the same room where we are. You need to take a break in front of the refrigerator there, change your heart, come back and see me when you're ready. So we can work with children of all kinds of ages here. If a child says, no, I'm not going to take a break, and wants to have a face-off, at this point. We don't need to overpower them. Maybe with a young child, you would pick them up and put them into the break. That would be reasonable, or even restrain them and hold them there if they won't stay there, and then have them sit in the break by themselves until they're ready. So we're teaching them this concept. But older children, an older child who is just being defiant, which I think is typical, because who wants to slow down your energy, your anger energy, and take a break? And so some kids say, no, I don't want to take a break, or I don't need to take a break. And so they get rather hostile. I suggest to parents, you just look at the child and you say, you're in a break, and turn around and walk away. In doing so, you're communicating the break is not so much a place, it's a state that you're in where you are separated from the benefits of family life. There's no freedom here. There's no playing with toys. There's no watching videos. There's nothing. You're not going out to the mall if you're an older child. You're not going out of the house. You're not doing anything. You are in a break. And so we're helping children to recognize. Then you come back 5 minutes later, you know, after you've walked away, and you can say, no, you need to go take a break. Or you can wait till the child's done and say, I'm done taking a break. Or you see that they're done and you can say, it looks like you're done with your break. You want to reenter life, and we can proceed. But children need to learn how to take this break. It's not one of these electives that people have. This is really a required course in a child's life. And it takes work. This is the hardest thing we teach, I think, in the program. But many parents have reported this break has saved their family. And I would encourage some heavy-duty work in this particular area in order to help children grasp this and get it and use it, be able to use it in their lives in the future, too.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the break changes the way we think about maybe the naughty step or the chair, the naughty chair. It's like you said, what is important for parents to understand is that life stops for the child in that moment. And what I really like about a break is that it can be done at any age. So you can do this with young children, but also with children who are going through their teens or so on. That they can go on a break. They can and think about what happened and what has occurred without having to go in a certain place or sit on a step. So this is so efficient because it's really impacting deep down in the heart. Dr. Scott, how would you suggest for parents to, let's say, maybe some additional advice for parents who have older children, like teens or such?
Yes, it's important for parents to recognize that sometimes young people bait their parents, or even young children do. They bait their parents into dialogue with arguing or badgering or some other statement that says, well, Dad wouldn't do it this way, or you're being unfair, or you're the strictest parent in the world. And parents sometimes take that bait and then enter into dialogue with their kids. It's unproductive. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest it's important to recognize when children are trying to manipulate the situation or control the situation with some of these kinds of manipulations, and to stop the process, just to say, you're in a break, and walk away. In the end, what we're doing is we're teaching children an adult skill. As adults, we need to learn what a break is. We need to be able to put a break into practice. When a person gets angry, it does very little good for them to try to solve problems with their anger. It often causes more damage and harms relationship. And this is where people and things get hurt. So it's best, even as adults, when we start to lose our cool or we're off track in some way, that we take a break. What's really interesting is as we work on this for a while, even though it's hard, we work on it for a while, children start to take a break on their own. And they see them getting upset and they pull back. And that's really the sign of success with this particular tool. It is a picture of what repentance looks like, and stopping the intensity is very important. In the book Home Improvement, there are a number of tools that we talk about. We just have the audiobook out now. That's the exciting part of what we're trying to announce, so that people can hear this audiobook. It's over 5 hours of listening to the chapters, and every one of the chapters has a fictional part and a nonfiction part. So the fiction part is the part of Marlene and her husband learning new parenting skills. And then the second part of each chapter is the teaching part where we learn how to apply it in our home. So it becomes a very interesting tool, and certainly one that children can listen to in the car. You know, the fiction part of it is great for kids to listen to. That's why we call it Home Improvement, the parenting book you can read to your kids, because the fiction part attracts children to the idea, and then we can discuss how we're going to implement this in our home. These are eight different, very important tools that any child could embrace. The break is a good one for kids to learn and apply in their lives.
I think it's something that even if it takes a bit of time to implement and to learn, make it part of your routine at home, for yourself and for your children. And it's worth it, just like Dr. Scott says in the book. It's really worth it. It's a skill that it's going to bring about change, whether it takes a longer time or it happens in the moment. It's really something that you can see helping the relationship between parents and children. And also in the book, Dr. Scott, you really have some very interesting way in which you share about the difference between the break and timeout. And I think a lot of parents would benefit from that just to understand a bit further how the break is different and how it can work deeper at a deeper level.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that the many parents use timeout, and so when move to the break, then some children still think it's timeout. They still think it's a punishment. So some parents have a hard time moving to the break as a positive tool. So I even will say to parents sometimes, maybe you want to use it in a positive way. Maybe what you'll say to your child is, "Hey, we're going to have dinner in a few minutes. Why don't you go take a break?" And the child goes, "What? I didn't do anything wrong." See, no. The break is an adult skill preparing you for the next things in life. Why don't you go take a break and get yourself ready for dinner? Maybe you'll think of a story or a joke or some way that you can contribute to the meal itself. So what we're doing is helping children see it's an adult skill, a very important thing that they can learn. So time out is more of a punishment. The break has more to do with repentance and a change of heart, whereas the timeout is more focused on just the behavior. You did the wrong thing, you get this. So it's a justice mentality. You did this, you get that. Where the break is more of a learning experience. It's a skill that's learned over time. In timeout, the length of time is determined by the parent, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, or whatever. In the break, it's determined by the child because we're transferring responsibility to the child. In timeout, it's a consequence for something you did wrong, but not with a break. With the break, it is part of a training process. When we talk about who's responsible to keep this child in this place, with timeout, the parent is responsible to keep them there. But in the break, the child is responsible because the child can return whenever they're ready. So I think that's really important. And the attitude of the parent, I think, is important because in timeout, the parent is pushing the child away, saying, "You need to go take a break. I mean, you need to go in timeout. You've done the wrong thing." So there's this attitude that emphasizes distance between the parent and child. But in the break, the parent is telling the child to take a break, but welcoming them back. In other words, "I'm ready for you to come back." So it emphasizes relationship. It reminds me of the prodigal son's father who's standing there waiting for the child to come back from his break, where he chose to go off and do the wrong thing, but he finally comes to his place of repentance and is willing to return. All of that is very different. It's a way to do heart work. We're very interested in reaching a child's heart. The break is very different than timeout, and I encourage parents to consider it, use it, read about it, or listen to it in the audiobook at Home Improvement. You'll learn a tremendous amount about this very important tool that can be used in family life.
Indeed, and I'm going to end this episode with a quote from your book: "Small steps of right thinking and attitude adjustment contribute to lifelong patterns of godliness." And I think that's such a beautiful quote, Dr. Scott, and such a true statement. So I, just like you said, encourage parents to go ahead and learn more. Go through our archives of episodes. If you want to listen to more episodes, we have plenty in archive. So thank you very much for listening, and God bless.